This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A man was shot and killed today after Denver police responded to a call for domestic violence. Police say they found a woman stabbed when they arrived near Broadway and I-25. The man did not comply with police and continued to attack the woman. One shot was fired. Multiple law enforcement agencies are investigating. The woman was taken to Denver Health Medical Center and is in critical but stable condition. Boulder voters could be deciding on a new climate tax this November. CPR's Miguel Otárola has more.
The city of Boulder already collects two climate taxes and uses them to fund projects to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The new proposal would replace those taxes with a new one and raise anywhere from $5 to $8 million a year. The city council and Mayor Aaron Brockett support the measure.
In going to the community to ask for additional money, I think it'll be important to be pretty clear about what we'll get from these additional funds.
That could be anything from electric vehicle charging stations to more energy-efficient buildings. Businesses would pay more under the proposal. The council will decide the specific amount collected by the tax later this summer. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
A flash flood watch is in effect until 9 p.m. for multiple counties west of Denver. The National Weather Service in Boulder says heavy rainfall up to 1 inch and possible thunderstorms are expected for East Troublesome, Cameron Peak, Williams Fork, and Cowood burn scars. Rain is also forecast for Metro Denver and the Front Range, but shouldn't cause major issues. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 3:06.